Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The Green Bay Packers continue to take Aaron Rodgers for granted. You have got a legendary quarterback. You have got one of the five greatest to ever throw the football, whether you rank him in the top five or not. In that category, to throw the football, he's in the top five. And you seem to me to be content with your one Super Bowl. And Rob, this is the Green Bay Packers. Now, the young people might be like, who are they? The Packers, they're nothing special. The Green Bay Packers are one of the flagship franchises in the NFL. The Green Bay Packers were championship hoarders under Vince Lombardi. I know it was ages ago, but they've got two Super Bowls in the last 53 years, and they seem content with it. One with Favre, one with Rodgers. And I say, when you have a quarterback of this caliber, you need to do everything you can to win now. And they don't seem to be doing it, Rob. They seem content to be relevant, playoff bound, and have, you know, a great quarterback that you know is going to get you on national TV and people are going to be talking about. And that's that. I don't like it.
The Green Bay Packers are, for whatever reason, this is how they operate. And it doesn't make sense, especially the draft more so than this. I get it. Like not wanting to give up a pick for a guy who could be a free agent and could walk. So I understand that part of it. Like, it ain't like you're getting him and he's going to be here. You know what I mean? And at one time, if I remember correctly, a couple years back, and this is when you realize where the Packers are and their mindset. And remember, they're not owned by an owner. They're owned publicly.
Right.
It's kind of weird. They have a chairman. Do you know what I mean, Chris?
Yeah, it's like not, the whole town owns.
Yes. Like, everybody owns. Like, they don't really technically own the team, but they have shares.
Right.
It's the weirdest thing in sports. So there is
not
no
like
guy.
You can call in and be like, hey, I think we should.
But there is no guy, okay? You could say, hey, the owner, make this happen for Aaron. You know what I mean?
Right.
Jerry Jones, make this happen, or an owner,
well,
or
it's
something.
It's the GM. You know, it's the executives.
Right.
I mean, they're the
saying,
ones calling it, but I
but
hear
they're
you,
not,
what you're saying.
Yeah, they're not held accountable is what I'm saying to you. Nobody even knows who runs the Packers, Chris. This is what I'm saying. You can't give me a name. I'll tell you, anybody in NFL in football can't give you a name. Who do you go to and complain? It's like a chairman of the holding company. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think that's part of it. And a couple years ago, I remember, and I say a couple, 5 or 6 or 8 years, I can remember the Packers were the only team in the NFL where everybody on their roster, Chris, 53 players, were all drafted by the Green Bay Packers. Nobody had come from another organization or another team. Like, it was unheard of, like, to have an – with nobody. Yep. It was the Packers' way. They drafted everybody. You came through their system. There was no, oh, yeah, he played for the Bears or he played for the Lions.
He went out and improved the team by making
right.
a trade.
Right, nobody.
Agency. Well, but to me, what does that tell you?
No, but I'm just saying – I'm saying this is what they've done, and they need to break away from the mold. I mean,
right.
I don't understand
the idea
of it.
Do you agree with my premise? That they're content being relevant. They're content being a playoff
team. I don't know if
team.
They're content of being relevant. I mean, they went to the NFC Championship game. You would think that they would want to win. I don't.
But that's my point.
It's hard for me to believe that.
They went to the NFC Championship game and then drafted 3 backups. Their first 3 picks, 3 backups. And then at the trade deadline, when you lose 2 games, you know, pretty badly. I mean, yesterday, Sunday was a bad loss because the Vikings aren't that good. And then, obviously, they got hammered by Tampa Bay. Like, if you're – Rob, I would think if you're that close, then you're like, let's get that extra piece. And I just feel like they're content. And they may say, because you're right, they got Aaron Rodgers, so they always have a chance, a shot. But I don't think they're putting him in the best position to have the best shot at getting to the Super Bowl.
No, well, I mean, that's the crutch that they've had, and they've used that, and they've
yes.
been fortunate. They've been fortunate that they have 2 legendary quarterbacks back-to-back. So they're going to have, when you look at it, you know, 25 or 30 years, right? Of 2 quarterbacks.
No question. 30
how many
years
organizations?
Quarterbacks.
How many organizations could say that, Chris? Like seriously, you had 2 quarterbacks for 30 years.
I can't, honestly, I can't think of an organization that can say it straight.
Right.
I can't think of another.
2.
Pittsburgh, you had Bradshaw, and then you went through a slump. Then you got Roethlisberger, but straight?
Straight.
No,
we're only
no,
2
I don't
guys.
Think there is another one.
Right, where 2 guys were under
Peyton
center for.
And Luck. I mean, but it didn't last 30
no.
years. It
right?
would have, right? It would have had Luck, you know, not.
They would have had a shot at yeah. it, right. But I'm right. just saying, there aren't that many organizations that can do that. So I think that's part of it is the crutch part. Part of it is, wow, we didn't draft him a wide receiver, and the Packers were averaging 40 points their first 4 games.
Well, right.
Or whatever.
That was the thought early, right?
No,
and
I know.
Even with
right.
Adams out.
This yeah. is what I'm saying. I'm not making an excuse for him because I think it would have been easy. But I'm telling you, that's where their head is. Oh, we didn't get him a guy. That's funny. We didn't score average 13 points a game. We averaged 40 points. They scored the most points in the history of the Packers organization through the first 4 games ever.
Yeah, but they've come back to earth.
No, you know? I know, but I'm saying this is why I think that they think that Aaron is a magician,
right.
And he can he can make tuna salad out of tuna blank. You know what I mean? And this is the problem.
Yeah, because Brett Favre. You mentioned it. Two legendary quarterbacks. Brett Favre.
How many years was Brett Favre there, Chris? I mean, Rob G.
You're going to have two – I mean, you know, who knows? We'll see what Rodgers does. But right now you got two Super Bowls in those 27 or 30 years or whatever it is.
Well, when did they win the first – when they win the first one? With 90-something, 98? When was that, 93, 5?
Yeah, it was around 98. It was somewhere around there.
So since 98 they got two Super Bowls.
Yeah. And then, I mean, but remember, they had – when you and I were coming up, the Packers weren't anything special. They weren't relevant for a lot of the, you know what I mean?
No, like, they were good in the 50s and 60s, right. and then
70s,
when
they, 80s, they weren't right. a thought. 96, they won.
So it was 90, yeah, so 96 and 2010.
96 and 2010.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn. Alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Don't look now, but the Patriots are 2-5, and at the bottom, I mean, unless you count the Jets, of the AFC East, just horrible, and they look like... They could be in, they're in serious danger of missing the playoffs. Let's put it that way. But they don't look good. And Bill Belichick, all of a sudden, Rob Parker, Bill Belichick is chatty. He's never been chatty throughout his entire career.
Chatty Cathy now.
Right? Not when you won all those Super Bowls or at least got there. Not when you were in Cleveland. I was there in Cleveland, Rob. I was just a little old high school reporter when he was playing with the when he was coaching the Browns. But I followed it, and part of the reason, like, the media hated him there because he just wouldn't give them anything, you know, and he wasn't big old Bill Belichick at that time. I actually thought he was doing a pretty decent job. They got mad at him because he didn't talk to him very much, didn't give him anything, and also, you know, Bernie Kosar is from Youngstown, near that's northern Ohio, not too far from Cleveland. And when he said Bernie had diminishing skills, he was right. But nobody in Cleveland took kindly to that except me. I was the only person in the whole.
You were hurt?
North,
you had your panties
north,
in a box?
No, I was like, he's right. Bernie is losing it. And, you know, and I think he had a pretty good year with Vinny there. I'm not positive, but I think that might have been the one year they made the playoffs there. But anyway, he's never been chatty. Now all of a sudden he is. He was on your station, Rob, your favorite. They love you up there at WEEI in Boston.
Oh, yeah. You know
you're the resident Brady hater.
They pay me up there. I love Brady.
They love
on
you
WEEI.
To go up there and give them the opposite viewpoint of Tom Brady. But Belichick was on there, and here's what he said.
We paid Cam Newton $1 million. I mean, it's obvious we didn't have any money. It's nobody's fault. That's what we did the last 5 years. We sold out and won 3 Super Bowls, played in the fourth, and played in an AFC Championship game. This year we had less to work with. It's not an excuse. It's just a fact.
All right, here's my take, Robin. I know you want to get in on this. I get what he's saying, and if he had a history of speaking like this, you know, if all those years when they were great, he was open with the media and talked about the cap and talked about, you know, his own players, not just praising the opponent. But, you know, he was like this. If he was open, then I would be like, you know what, he's just telling the truth. But because he was so closed-mouthed all those great years, because we've never, in my recollection, and I'm going back to Cleveland, heard Belichick be this open, then, Rob, I can't help but feel like it sounds like you're making excuses. All of a sudden, the great Bill Belichick is 2-5. And Tom Brady, who you seem like you didn't have any more use for, has gone to Tampa Bay, and to this point, he's thriving. It's only halfway through the season, but to this point, he looks like he's 33 rather than 43. He also got this same team. I mean, I know they have lost some other players. I'll give him that. I'll be fair. They lost some other players to COVID, you know, decide not to play and things like that. So I'll give them that. But they were 12-4 last year. Not really very good, but they were 12-4 with Brady. So I'm just saying, with all of that into consideration, Rob, it just sounds to me like he's making excuses to cover his back.
I think it's not excuse. From this standpoint, that the stuff that he talked about was factual. I don't think that they held any money back from Cam, like, oh, we don't want to pay him. I really believe that that's what they were working with, and he was obviously without a job. So I do understand that part. The only thing I would say in the Bill Belichick is, this is an old saying in the business. You know, Bill's now saying hello when it's time to say goodbye. You know, like there are people like that. When he was winning and things were going his way, he didn't have to say anything. He could get away with it. And you could, right. You know, you could get away with it, Chris, when you win. And when you don't, you have to answer questions. You know, like, it's no mystique. It's just like, it's hard to press a guy who's winning championships, right? Like,
absolutely.
What are you going to tell him? And what are you demanding to know? What do you need to know? We won again. Now what? What's the next question? You know what I mean?
Great point.
So, yeah, so that's really where he is now. And you see this from guys who are in his situation. That's the old saying about You know, now you're saying, when it's time to say goodbye, you're saying hello.
Right.
Because now things aren't going that well. Now you got a little more time for me. Now you want to explain a little, you know what I mean?
Some now you're stuff, giving me stuff off the record.
Right, that you never gave me before because right. you want to get your narrative and your story out there. So is it an excuse? No, it's not an excuse, but it is different and it's self-serving, Chris. Not an excuse.
Yes, there you
it's
go.
It's self-serving because it's not. I think what he's talking about, being all in and all that over the last few years to be able to do what they've done, I get all that. And the whole notion that they didn't even want to give Tom Brady the money, you know, like they didn't even offer him a contract. They didn't want to right. give him the money. So I don't think that that's an excuse, but this is self-serving to kind of lay your cards on the table now when you never did it. You always did. You always had your cards in the hole, right? And now all of a sudden, you got them all face up and letting everybody see what your cards are. I think that's self-serving.
That's my thing, Rob. I mean, what he said is absolutely legitimate.
It's accurate.
There's no
right.
ifs, ands, or buts right. about that. But there are a lot of excuses that are legitimate. You know, there's a fine line between an excuse and an explanation. There really is. And this is a legitimate explanation, but as you said, because you've never talked like this, you've never been this open. Now it comes off, like you said, self-serving and like an excuse. And Rob, I'm going to say it. And I'm not, you know this. You got to give me this. This is not a second guess. I have said all along, now, and I've always given Belichick his credit. And he is a great coach. But I've always said it was Brady more than Belichick.
See, that's where
I've
disagree.
I've not been on the fence.
That's why I disagree. Know, when you look at their defensive and what they were able to do
their D was great. I'm not trying to say it was all Brady. I've never said that. I've never taken anything away from their defense, but I just call it like I see it. And Brady, in all six of their championships, he led game-winning drives. It may have ended in a field goal, but you didn't start in field goal position. He led them to field goal
position.
Yeah,
but in the last three Super Bowls,
to be credited for.
They didn't give up any points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but they gave up plenty of points before that.
They stopped the Rams. That was the fifth greatest offense.
They didn't stop Nick Foles.
Well, they stopped the Rams, the fifth greatest offense in the history of the NFL. Held them to three points, and it was like an 89-yard field goal. That's how close they got to scoring. That's all they could get.
No, that was nice. But, I mean, he didn't hold Nick Foles. He certainly didn't hold Atlanta in the first half.
He's not
half.
Perfect, though. I mean, you're acting like he's supposed to be perfect.
And I'm not taking anything from him. I'm saying this, to me, what we're seeing right now, and I'll admit, it's only halfway through the season. And to be honest, to most people, this chapter will not be written this season. Even if New England's 2-14. And Brady wins the Super Bowl, it won't be written and in fairness, it won't be written because Belichick's got who knows how much longer he'll coach and maybe he'll go on to win Super Bowls. But I'm saying right now, the evidence, Rob, a guy that's got 9 Super Bowl trips, 6 Super Bowl wins, and yet the 7 seasons – and I'm not even counting this year yet.
The seven seasons without Brady, he's got one
playoff appearance.
But I just don't buy that when you look at the team that was put together, that he won without Brady when he was the defensive coordinator with the Giants.
You just said your piece.
Can I talk? Okay. When they beat the greatest show on turf, they held that defense, held that Rams team that was double-digit favorites in the Super Bowl, Chris, they held them to 13 points. So you can't act like Belichick had nothing.
Wasn't it 13-3? That game?
No, I'm talking about the Rams, the greatest show on turf.
I know, in that Super Bowl. Was the score 13-3?
No. What Super Bowl are you talking about? The last one?
The last one.
No, the first one against
before.
The St. Louis Rams.
Okay.
G, look up that score. I think they scored 13 points.
Yeah, no, that wasn't 13-3. You're right.
And they were people had to, I think they were 12 or 13 point favorites in that Super Bowl, and his defense shut down the greatest show on turf. They were running over everybody. So when I look at that, you know, it's hard for me to act like that didn't happen. And I'm not saying that Brady didn't have a hand in it. One of the greatest kickers who also was involved. You could lead it. If Adam Vinatieri misses three field goals, no one's saying Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback despite leading them down in position to get there. So he had to have help. And the defense was a bigger part.
Why hasn't Belichick been able to win with any other quarterback?
I don't know. I think it was bad. They had a bad team in Cleveland, and he was taking steps, and they were moving forward. I think they had made the playoffs.
One step. Yeah, they
moved the team. Yeah.
But in New England, Drew Bledsoe is not chopped liver.
Yeah, but I don't know if he had hold of the defense as good as once he got his defense together, man. Those defensive teams were great.
All I know is he was the defensive coordinator in New York before that, you talk about, and they were really good under him. And then he goes to New England, and they struggled. It was the same defense that was 0-2.
Yeah, but you got to look at the players on that Giants defense. A lot of Hall of Famers, great players. Lawrence Taylor was on that defense.
Rob. He was he won five games, 5-11 the first year.
I think he was
0-2. I'm just spouting facts. I'm not holding anything against him.
But to hold that to make it
facts.
It's not him. But you
I'm
don't want to
say he didn't have any. But you don't want to admit he's the greatest, a great coach.
But you don't want to admit about how big the defense is with the Patriots. I just gave you.
There's no way you can
look at that team.
The only thing I've said is that if I had to pick which one was more responsible, that's it. I'm not saying the defense wasn't great. I've actually said Belichick's the GOAT coach. But I'm saying Brady was more valuable. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
wasn't valuable.
I disagree.
And I think it's indisputable. When I look at Belichick's record without Tom Brady, it ain't pretty.
When I look at Brady's numbers inside of Belichick, like the first Super Bowl they won, Tom Brady had one touchdown in the entire postseason. If that's the case, Belichick has six Super Bowls. If it's a short menu.
No, he does. And I never take those away from him. I'm just saying Brady was more valuable.
And Brady went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. 10 seasons.
So did Belichick.
Okay, so, Brady was
that
all
mean
that great.
When you come back and you win three out
I'm
of
just
four.
Asking, yeah, but defense was the reason that those three championships happened. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Go look at the numbers during that time and what they did.
Brady had six game-winning drives in their Super Bowls. Each of those defensive games,
if the defense doesn't shut the last three Super Bowl teams out in the fourth quarter, it wouldn't matter. That's what gave Brady a chance.
The game-winning drives,
no, but that's what gave Brady a chance to do it. Is that their defense stopped them?
They gave up 28 points in the first half.
No, but the second half was zero.
You owe us a shutout in the fourth quarter after that.
Nah,
but
they didn't give Atlanta anything in the second. That's how they were able to win.
No, Brady had to put up points. They were down 25.
No, but you had to stop them.
Falcons
had one field goal, they would have won the game.
You owe us a shutout for a quarter after giving up 28 in the first two stanzas.
No, it's called making adjustments at the half. And the same thing in the second half and the fourth quarter.
In the first half.
They had three Super Bowls where they gave up 0 points in the fourth quarter. That's defense.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews, connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow, connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn. Alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
All right, Rob, another interesting thing surrounding a quarterback out in the NFC, Jimmy Garoppolo. And look, I'm going to speak for myself, but I think you agree. We get it. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not Steve Young. He's not John Elway. He's not Tom Brady. But the way they talk about him, at least these reports, Rob, in his tenure in San Francisco. Here's a source close to Jason Lockenfora from CBS Sports. Here's the quote about Garoppolo's future there, because we know he's out like, what, the next 6 weeks with the ankle, high ankle sprain. Here's the quote, though, from a source. It's wait and see on his future. He's still under evaluation. It could go in a few different directions, and is it possible he's not the guy next year? That they're saying that as a question. That's fair. I don't think that's lost on anybody. Kyle Shanahan thinks he can turn almost anyone into a star. He's had a lot of success.
To a lead in the Super Bowl. I'm sorry.
Well, and he couldn't turn Nick Mullins into a star. How about that? 4-12 2 years ago without Garoppolo. He's had a lot of success with a lot of different guys, and the salary structure on that team has changed dramatically the last few years. He's not a guy who thinks he needs a $30 million a year quarterback to win, and they aren't exactly gushing about the guy that they have now. Of course, that guy being Jimmy Garoppolo. Rob, here's what I got to say. Jimmy Garoppolo is not chopped liver. And that's how some people talk about him. I get it. They only threw the ball, what, 8 times in the playoff game that he won, or one of them that he won. But
yeah, but that
this
was, that was dictated by the coverage, though, right?
Right.
And what was working.
And they were running the ball.
Right.
At will, why not
but
do
then,
it?
But then at the end of the Super Bowl, they didn't run the ball when they should
Thank
have,
you.
Chris.
Thank
Hello?
You,
is
Rob.
This on?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's look at Kyle Shanahan. everybody's favorite offensive genius.
Oh, yeah, he's a genius, all right. Geniused himself out of two Super Bowls.
You're right. And that's because you want to be cute.
Yes.
You want to show everybody what you can do.
That you're the smartest guy in the room.
A lot of these coaches aren't happy just winning. And not just coaches. It's in the NFL. It's in all sports. Jerry Jones don't want to just win.
Chris.
He wants to win his way. He wants to get the credit. Matt Nagy wanted to show off all his bells and whistles, so he gets rid of Mitch Trubisky and starts Nick Foles thinking he's going to be able to open it up.
I'll give you one. I remember in Detroit with the playoffs on the line, Bill Parcells is coaching, Chris, and the Jets are at the one-yard line of the line. They need to win the game, right? They need to win the game. First and goal at the one. Run the ball in and win the game, right? Run. You know what they do? Not only does he not run it in, he has a halfback option, Chris, where a rookie running back throws an interception. Oh, is that when they had Neil O'Donnell was the quarterback? Was Neil O'Donnell? He was, I think, the quarterback. That's how they lost the game, Chris.
Wow.
A rookie running back at the one-yard line is throwing a halfback option. Mm. That was Bill Parcells trying to show you that he was the smartest guy. Yep. Why? Well, why would you let a rookie have that responsibility? A veteran would know if it's not there, Chris, throw it out of bounds. Right. What are you doing?
And of course, the greatest example is Seattle. Pete Carroll.
Yes, Pete Carroll.
You know, that team could have had two Super Bowls. So
back to back. You know what? That changes their legacy. That changes
no doubt.
Russell Wilson. It changes Pete Carroll. It changes the Legion of Boom. Yep. Everything. They're at the 1.5-yard line, Chris, with two downs to get in.
With beast mode in
with the best running back in the league who had over 100 yards in that Super Bowl game. It wasn't like he was stymied all night. What?
Well, that's why I'm looking at Kyle Shanahan while he points the finger at Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm saying, wait a minute. If Jimmy Garoppolo is that bad, how did he get you 6 minutes away from winning the Super Bowl? 6.5 minutes. They were up, they gave up 21 points. They're up 10. They gave up 21 points in the last 8 minutes of that game. And here's the deal, Rob. They ran for 141 yards on 22 carries in that game. That's more than 6 yards a pop. And yet, when it gets late, everybody talks about the pass Garoppolo missed to Emmanuel Sanders.
He missed it.
Yes. But how about running the football? They had, because I was looking at the play-by-play on this earlier. And in the fourth quarter, they gave the ball to Raheem Mostert, and he rambled for 17 yards. Okay? Raheem Mostert goes for 17 yards. This is with 2:39 left. Okay? Are they still up by that point? I believe they're still up. I can't see the score. And then they passed the ball because Mahomes scored. Rob G, check on that. But the point is they passed. That's when they started throwing the rock. And they should have been handing it off. And I just think, Rob, Garoppolo's 24-8 as a starter. That ain't chopped liver. We remember what San Francisco was like before he got there. They were horrible, 1-10. He immediately wins his next five games, five straight. That's when they gave him the big contract, made him the highest paid quarterback in the league. And then what was that, Rob G?
That Mostert carry, they were down by 4 points at that point.
They were down, okay.
And then, but in that game, when they had the lead, they needed to run the football like they were doing. That was the biggest thing. And yes, you need Jimmy G to make a couple passes, Chris, on third down or third and long. You know what I mean? Or to get you a first down to keep the clock and the chains moving. But they went away from the run, and he started throwing on every down.
Here's what I do. Look, if you're not, they're not obviously not the highest on Jimmy G. What I do, I keep him for next year. All right, I keep him for next year. That's the last year of his deal, I believe. And if you get tired of him after that, then maybe you can move him. Let him go as a free agent, or see if you can get him as a, you know, on a better deal, what you view as a better deal. But unless you have something better that you're definitely getting, I'm sorry. I just don't get why they're ready to get rid of him so badly.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.